From Indignant Media, Student Loans Paid in Blood, A Hard-Boiled Magic Adventure, by Todd Allen, and narrated by Eric Brough. The Curse of the Goat, The Irrigated Lawn.
The stadium is cursed, and it's leaking out into the neighborhood.
Alderman Seamus Sheedy was in a state of high anxiety as he walked through his neighborhood with the man in a black suit.
The neighborhood associations are seizing on it. The press can't be far behind. Think of the property values. Think of the votes. This is a disaster, and you need to stop it.
Curses don't usually leak, replied Mr. Lewis. These things have rules that must be followed. You should probably start at the beginning. Mr. Lewis had an official title of physics consultant. The title was something of an in-joke. His real job was to clean up messes that resulted from unnatural incidents that sprung from outside the laws of physics. Curses fell broadly under that purview, and he'd been summoned on a referral.
It goes back maybe 70 years, explained the alderman. The team wouldn't let a guy into the stadium because he had his pet goat with him, and he put a curse on the stadium. They never got out of the playoffs since. But this year, they're really good, and the curse is leaking out.
Okay, back up. This wasn't a service goat, just a pet?
I don't think they had service goats back then, so I guess it was a pet.
This curse, was it on the stadium, the team, or the owner?
It's just a curse.
Alderman Sheedy's voice rose an octave.
But it's always in the stadium. Everybody knows that.
Okay. Mr. Lewis rolled his eyes. What can you tell me about the man who placed the curse?
He was Greek.
And?
That's it. It was a long time ago, and he's dead now. But the team can't hardly get ahead.
That sounds more like an urban legend than a curse, Mr. Lewis said with a note of mild irritation in his voice. What makes you so sure this is a real thing?
Right there's why I'm so sure.
Alderman Sheedy pointed up the block to two visibly drunk young men, both of whom had unzipped their flies and were urinating on the lawn in front of an apartment building.
You just watch what happens.
Alderman Sheedy waved his arms wildly as he quickened his pace and stomped towards the buzzed bros.
Stop that! Screeched Alderman Sheedy. This is not New York. We do not tolerate public urination here.
The buzzed bros ignored him and kept their stream steady.
See?
Alderman Sheedy turned to Mr. Lewis.
Tell me this isn't unnatural.
A couple of drunks ignoring you is hardly... Mr. Lewis began.
It's completely unnatural, Alderman Sheedy interrupted.
I'm alderman. My father was alderman, and his father was alderman. This disrespect for bloodlines is unnatural. Keep watching.
So Mr. Lewis kept watching, and a curious thing happened. The heads of the buzzed bros started to ever so slightly glow.
It's starting,
whispered the alderman. The glow grew brighter, and the flickering image of a goat's head danced where the drunk's head should have been. Stand back and get ready to run, growled Mr. Lewis as he stepped in front of the alderman. The buzzed bros with goat heads glanced toward Mr. Lewis, then at each other. They slowly zipped up, then turned to face their accusers. As Mr. Lewis reached his hand into his inner pocket of his suit coat, the pair bolted into the street. It was a food truck that hit them, though it was hard to make out the Heroes of Go-Go logo on the hood with all the blood spatter. The two drunk bros lay dead in the street. While their bodies were mangled, their heads were once more human.